welcome to another episode of Inside the Helmet here at OpenPaddock.net. Tonight we have with us a very talented young wrestler and race car driver, Sage Karam. For the past 3 years, Sage has driven for Andretti Autosport, first in USF 2000, and for the previous two seasons in the Star Mazda series, now Pro Mazda. For 2013, he's moved to the Firestone Indy Lights series and will be driving the number 8 Comfort Revolution machine for Schmidt-Peterson Motorsport, joining his 2012 rivals from Star Mazda, Jack Hawksworth and Gabby Chavez. Man, that's a tough team, Sage, and welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks. I'm glad to be here. But yeah, like you said, it's a pretty aggressive team. I mean, we raced each other hard all of the 2012 in Star Mazda. So it's really a cool feeling having those guys that I raced hard wheel to wheel as teammates now, and we're gonna be able to strive off each other to become better and just learn from each other and push each other to our absolute limits. And that's what we've been doing so far at the open test at Sebring that we've been together, all three of us together. So. It's definitely interesting, but you know, we were rivals last year, and you know, we're really getting along. It's pretty a cool transition from last year to this year so far.
Well, you know, that's one of the things I was going to ask about, because last year all three of you were with different teams. You were with Andretti Autosport, Hawksworth was with Team Pelfrey, and Chavez was with JDC. And now here you all come together, spending all last season as hard rivals for a tough-fought championship, and now you're on the same team. I was kind of wondering how the chemistry would be between the three of you, how much information sharing and whatnot there would be. Because, of course, you're on the same team, but you all have the same goal as well, right? Getting that scholarship to try and find a ride in the Izod IndyCar Series.
Yeah, I mean, at first right now, I think everything's good. And my first day in the car was at Sebring. So both of them, Jack and Gabby, had a few days of testing under their belt before I came to the team. So I was a little bit behind, and their testing plans were a little different than mine. But at the end there, I mean, we were all working together real hard and really just pushing each other, because we were trying to get to the top of the timesheets, and you know, we were learning off each other, and they were really good to work with. They showed me everything, and I mean, their data and their thoughts were all open. I mean, it was a pretty cool situation. But you know, it's going to be interesting to see how all that changes, or if, you know, if all that stays the same as the season goes on, because, you know, I think right now that Schmidt-Peterson Motorsports is probably the most competitive team in the Firestone Indy Lights Series, and I think we're going to be racing each other for this championship. And you know, once it starts coming down to the last two or three races, how much information is going to be getting shared for that championship. So it's going to be interesting to see. But as of right now, I love it, and we're all having a good time.
Yeah, that was going to be the other point that I made, that I bring up, is that, you know, right now during testing, as I think you so eloquently put it last year at Iowa, you know, there's no trophy for practice. And so here in the testing, everything's all happy, and aren't we just great teammates? And then towards the end of the season, as there's maybe just a couple points different between you and Chavez or you and Hawksworth, maybe that willingness to share information doesn't make itself available as much. It'll be interesting to see how that turns out. And I think you're absolutely right that Schmidt-Peterson is definitely the strongest team. I mean, your team's won the last three championships running now. Mm-hmm. Well, both you, Hawksworth, and Chavez are new to this chassis. You have some pretty stiff competition from Ballardi Auto Racing's Peter Dempsey and Andretti Autosport's Carlos Munoz. They have much more seat time in this Firestone Indy Lights car than you or your teammates. And missing Barber, that had to hurt. What plans do you have to try and overcome that advantage of seat time that Munoz and Dempsey have on you?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's going to be kind of rough, because I think Dempsey's got like 3 or 4 years under his belt, and Munoz ran all 2012 season. So they definitely have the upper hand right now going early into the season. So, you know, it's going to be tough. I mean, at Sebring, they showed a lot of pace, and, you know, I was a little bit off of them, but, you know, like I said, I was on a whole different test plan, just trying to get laps and learn the car and get comfortable. But yeah, Barber, that canceling the Barber test, that really hurt me, because, I mean, I only have 2 days in this car now. And, St. Pete's right around the corner, but we're going to Homestead, testing there on Monday or Tuesday, and hopefully I can learn a lot there, get a little bit more comfortable. But yeah.
Now the Homestead test, is that going to be on the oval or is that going to be on the infield road course?
It'll be on the infield road course.
Okay. So helping you get ready for St. Petersburg with some more twisty testing. Any plans for testing on an oval here before Indianapolis?
I think we go. We're gonna get out to Fontana. Not exactly sure the date of that, but I know we have an open test at Fontana sometime.
Okay, because in the Star Mazda and in the USF 2000 series, you proved to be pretty strong on the ovals. How much are you looking forward to competing, especially at Indianapolis, getting to drive on the or getting to race at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the first time?
Well, I mean, I gotta say it's probably a dream come true. It's and I remember sitting in the stands last year watching the Indy Lights race, and it was absolutely the most crazy race I've ever seen. And Indy Lights, they were going at it. So to be going from sitting in the stands to actually doing it, it's a pretty good feeling. And you know, going from ORP or whatever they call it, LOR.
Right. You know, whatever acronym it is this season.
They change it like every year, but going from there to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is going to be a big jump. But I mean, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is the greatest track in the world and home to the Indy 500, and that's the ultimate goal. And just to turn a lap there is going to be a dream come true. I can't even imagine what the first lap's going to be like going around and then crossing the yard of bricks. So I'm honestly looking forward to it, and I think these ovals are really going to be my strong point on the season, because, like I said, I'm really lacking seat time right now compared to everybody else. And as long as we can keep it close these first few road courses, maybe pull out a win, I think when we get into the ovals, we're going to be strong, and I think that's what's going to help us win this championship.
Well, you know, we really kind of expected you to be at Andretti Autosport this season. Andretti brought you into USF 2000, and you were with them in Star Mazda both seasons there. And you know, we kind of expected to hear you in an Andretti car for lights. So what happened? Why the change?
I mean, I'm not doing this to like bash anyone or anything, but you know, Andretti Autosport, they provided a great team for me for 3 years, and it was an awesome journey I had with Andretti Autosport. I think last year at Three Rivers, just some things were done and said, and I just didn't really feel that I may be back for Andretti next year, and that there was other teams out there that were going to give me some offers. And sure enough, when the season ended around the Chris Griffiths test, there were some teams lining up, and from Firestone Indy Lights and also Pro Mazda teams that were giving me awesome deals. And you know, just I thought it was our time to just move on. And you know, I definitely respect Andretti Autosport. They're a great team. They've given me their absolute best and everything. So I do miss it, but you know, it's time to move on in life and go pursue something. And I do think that Schmidt-Peterson Motorsports is the best team for me to be in right now in my career. So,
you landed on your feet there with Schmidt-Peterson. There's not much better place that you could have ended up. And so, good on you there. Now, looking ahead to this season, there's a couple other very interesting tracks coming up. Of course, IMS is a given. Everybody's looking forward to that. And you're right. Last year, the crazy racing, and it's been that every year that I've been to Carb Day. Mm-hmm. I try to tell people that you know, for the just sheer straight up racing action, that's the race to go see that weekend.
Yep.
You know, the pageantry of the 500 is great, and it's a great race, but I tell you what, there's nothing more exciting than that 40 lap little sprint the Indy Lights guys do. But other than IMS, what other venues are you looking forward to going to?
Definitely the street courses. I'm a big street course fan. Long Beach is going to be awesome. I feel like, haven't been there yet. I haven't been there to watch a race, so I've never even been there yet. So I think Long Beach is going to be a really fun race. And, I mean, St. Pete obviously is just an awesome venue. I'm a big street course guy, and I'm really looking forward to that. I'm really bummed they took Three Rivers off the schedule. I mean, that was one of my favorite places to go to.
Yeah,
So,
hear that from a lot of people that that they really enjoyed that track.
Yeah, I mean, not even the track as much. I mean, just the atmosphere there. I mean, every year I think they've said that race has been sold out. So, I mean, that was just a great venue. But I mean, we're going to Mid Ohio, so you can't really complain. I mean, Mid Ohio is one of America's famous tracks, so that's going to be interesting too. But I mean, the schedule looks awesome this year. I'm really just can't wait to just go to every venue. It's a pretty interesting schedule.
Well, and you do get to go to Canada compete there at the streets of Toronto, and that'll be a first for you as well, won't it? Has Star Mazda raced there at Toronto?
Yeah, we raced there in Toronto.
Okay.
Yeah, last year. But my first race, I ended up my gearbox broke on the first lap on the start, and then I had to start last for my second race, and I ended up going from 21st to third. So I like that place a lot too. It's gonna be fun.
Well, there's a track that'll be kind of closer to your hometown, there in Pennsylvania, going back to the tricky triangle of Pocono. It's hard to know what to call Pocono. It's you can kind of call it an oval, but it doesn't really drive like a traditional oval. Have you given any thoughts about that venue yet?
I think people are going to be surprised at that venue. I think there's a lot of interest out there for this race, and I think there's going to be a lot of fans that show up. It's going to be a pretty cool race, I think. And especially being it's like 10 minutes from my house, so it's I'm definitely looking forward to it. I'm going to have a lot of friends and family there, so it's definitely going to be a big race for me. And yeah, like you said, it's a weird track. It's not an oval, but it's not a road course. It's like a triangle. So it's gonna be new for I think the whole Indy Lights field. I think no one's ever experienced anything like it. So, we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting driving challenge and an interesting engineering challenge. It seems like you always have to compromise one turn for the sake of the other two. So this season, you run in Firestone Indy Lights. How optimistic are you about getting up into the Firestone or into the iSide IndyCar series for next year? Or are you seeing this as more of a 2 year kind of plan?
I think that I think I'm in the winning car right now, and I think I'm in the best position to win the championship, and I think it's highly possible to win the championship. I mean, you saw what Tristan Vautier did last year. So I'm going to do everything in my power to win this championship this year and move up to the big boys next year. And that's the goal. I really want to do that, and I think that's it's totally possible with the personnel and the car I'm in right now. So we're going for championship this year, and we're hoping that next year we can be competing in the Firestone or the iSide Indy Lights or IndyCar series. So that's the goal, and that's the dream.
So aim high, right?
That's right.
Okay. This season you also did some wrestling and competed at state. And for next year, are you going to continue that? Are you looking to continue to pursue wrestling at all?
I mean, it'll be interesting. Just depending, I guess, how this year goes and what next year is going to be bringing. I imagine if I would win the championship and go to IndyCar, I probably would end up moving to Indianapolis by like a team headquarters or something. So it probably wrestling football probably wouldn't happen. But I don't know. It just depends on what the racing brings. I definitely want to try to finish my high school athletics out. I mean, you only get to live high school once,
Right.
so yeah.
And this will be your final year coming up in the fall of 2013, is that
Yep, I'll be a senior next year, so getting old.
right? Oh, don't tell me about that. Don't tell me about that. So, well, thank you very much for joining us, Sage. We appreciate you taking time out here in the morning to speak with us. And if you would, one more question, a more frivolous question, and that is, what road car are you driving right now, and what road car do you wish you were driving?
Oh boy. Right now I'm driving a 2012 Subaru STI. I just went stage two with it. I just put an access port on it and a cold air intake. So It's pretty cool. It's been like my dream car since I was a little kid. I've always wanted a Subaru STI.
Now,
And
please tell me you get that thing muddy.
no, not yet.
Got to get you on a rally stage, sir.
Yeah, I know. I would love to do like a rally school somewhere. That'd be so sweet. But a road car I'd like to drive, probably a Mercedes SL65.
Yes.
I love Mercedes. I think they're classy, but yet still very powerful. So.
So what do you think about Hamilton moving to Mercedes?
I mean, we'll see. I've been watching the times of F1 this week so far, and I mean, he's not looking too bad. I think practice two, I think Rosberg, his teammate, was P3, so I think Mercedes definitely has the potential to be up there. I think the Red Bulls are real fast right now. I mean, like always, Vettel's always real quick, so they're gonna have to try to find some speed for Vettel and stuff. But I don't see it as a totally a bad move right now, looking at the times. At first I was kind of skeptical about it. I didn't know if that was the right move, but I mean, there had to be a reason why he did it, you know? And
Yep.
he's looking good so far.
All right, well, we'll cheer on our Mercedes cars here in the coming Formula One season, and we've got to get you hooked up with Tim O'Neill up in Vermont and get you to the Tim O'Neill Rally School. Get some mud on that STI. So, all right, thank you very much, Sage, for joining us, and good luck down in the at the test at Homestead, and look forward to seeing you at St. Petersburg.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.